Hello and welcome to the Carolina Panthers Football In My Mind podcast. I'm your host, Luke Farber. And what is in my mind today? Well, another game day morning. Coming off our second win of the year. Second win in a row. Attaboy. Yeah, no. We had a week off. We had our bye week in between our last game, which we played the New York Giants in Munich, Germany. And took them down in overtime. It was a closely contested game that we were able to get the better of because of a few key factors. We ran the ball really well. Bryce made some really clutch plays when we needed it. We got turnovers from the defense, and they were able to keep the Giants out of the end zone for the most part. So it was a great all-around team win. Yeah, we know the Giants aren't great, and still, we only scored 20 points in an overtime game, but we're playing winning football. That's 2 weeks in a row. Now, yeah, you can say what you want about our opponents and about our offensive output, but those are wins. And we're seeing improvement from the young players, and we're seeing the defense get healthier, and far be it from me, but Bryce almost looks like an NFL quarterback these last couple of games. So we'll see if that can continue today. Obviously, we got a huge test with the two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Taylor Swift's coming into town. Oh, I mean, Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see where we are and how ready we are for this. But let's go back and let's look at our game against the Giants in Munich. First of all, it looked like a blast over there. So I'm so happy for those guys. It looks like they had a ton of fun, and I would love to go next time. And hopefully I will. We'll see. Anyway, let's start like we always start. With the lifeblood of any great team and offense, the offensive line. How'd they do? Well, they only gave up one sack to Bryce, which is fantastic. And that was on the opening play of the game, if I don't remember. That was Burns' lone sack. And you know, maybe he'll complain about how they didn't have the lead enough again. And that's why he didn't put very much pressure on the quarterback. You know, we'll see. Anyway. Yeah, offensive line kept Bryce clean for the most part. We also ran the ball 32 times to only passing it 25. That way to go, coach. That's the formula we need with this young team, the young offense, the young quarterback. We need to run the ball, use your best offensive player, and that's Chuba Hubbard. He had 5.5 yards of carry again and 153 on the ground total, which was a career day for him. So keep feeding Chuba. We got Jonathan Brooks coming back this week from IR to help spell him when he needs it, which is good because Miles Sanders was just put on IR, our backup running back. So reinforcements coming in still, which is great. But Chuba dominated on the ground from the get-go, and that's what we need to do to win pretty much any game right now, in my opinion. Also, so moving on, how did Bryce do? Bryce did fantastic, as far as I believe. You know, his three main passing targets are all rookies. A first rounder, number 32. A fourth rounder in Jatavion Sanders, who caught his first touchdown pass as our rookie tight end. And our undrafted free agent rookie, Jalen Coker. And these guys, you know, you can tell that they're capable of making plays, but they don't have the consistency of a veteran and a pro quite yet. That's why it's amazing that Adam Thielen will be back today. But for Bryce to win two games with those kind of weapons, not only, you know, kind of less talented per se, but very inexperienced, is incredible. I mean, let's look at early in the season when Matthew Stafford and the Rams lost both Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua to, you know, weeks worth of injuries. Well, they were getting blown out. They lost a bunch of games, you know, and that's a fantastic team with a great coach and a borderline Hall of Fame quarterback. And they were getting beat up because they didn't have the playmakers on the outside to score. So I don't care if we're only scoring 20 points. If we're winning games with that kind of inexperience on the outside, also with a very inexperienced second-year quarterback, that's a great sign. Now, you know, it's only two games. Obviously, you have to be consistent in the NFL to be great. You have to be consistent in the NFL to keep a job. So we'll see. We are going to continue to see the development or non-development of Bryce Young throughout the rest of the season. We'll see. You know, and I love how Dave Canales isn't, you know, quite committed to call him the starter for the rest of the season, which actually I think is great. I mean, honestly, I don't see any reason why you go back to Dalton at this point, especially after winning two games in a row, which, let's be honest, Dalton only won one game as a starter this year. So anyway, it's kind of keeping that carrot dangling out there to say, hey, man, you got to show us. You got to show us every week why you're the starter. And I mean, that's the kind of motivation, you know, and not to say that Bryce isn't motivated, but it's like, hey, this is real. You know, and especially if you want to be around here next year, right? Because if we lose a bunch of games and end up with a top five pick, you know, it's very likely we could take another quarterback. But if we win some games and Bryce really shows us something consistently throughout the second half of the year, then we probably don't draft a quarterback. But anyway, that's for down the road. But I am very happy and pleased with these last two games with him and the rookies on the outside. Anyway, moving on to the defense. Defense played great, forced a couple of turnovers. Clowney and Josie Jewell being back from injuries is really helping the continuity in the front seven and the execution. Getting DJ Wanham back, his first game of the year, he gets his first sack. So getting healthier and gelling on the defensive side has really seemed to take hold in this last 2 to 4 weeks. So we'll hope that we can take another step with the bye week, get healthier, and just have a chance to play more together. So moving on, obviously we're playing Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs today. It's going to be a tough one, obviously. We need to run the ball as much as we can, keep him on the sideline, get our best offensive player the ball as much as possible. You know, the Chiefs are 9-1 this year. They've just lost their first game, but pretty much all the games they've played this year have been one-score games. And in fact, they've had to pull out some miraculous victories in the final seconds to keep their record as immaculate as it had been. So what we're really hoping for is we can keep the score down and keep it close and steal one at the end. Now, is that very likely? No. Patrick Mahomes is not going to miss wide open receivers like Daniel Jones. So we're really going to have to be on our assignments in the secondary. And we're going to have to find some way to deal with Chris Jones up front. It's going to be a tall task. Patrick Mahomes is like 18-3 coming off of a loss in his regular season career or something like that. So we're going to get the pissed off Chiefs. I was hoping they would beat the Bills and be a little bit more complacent. But anyway, that's our formula. Run the football, keep Mahomes on the sidelines, stay connected in the secondary, don't let anything go over your head, keep the score close, and try to sneak one in the fourth quarter. Do I think that'll happen? Probably not. I'm predicting a final score of 30-17. Chiefs win. But Bryce continues to play well and show progress. We still are challenged with our offensive personnel around him. And obviously, with him being young, inexperienced, and having limited success, you know, we can't exactly say he's an amazing talent that has translated onto the field at this point. We're still waiting to see that. And hopefully we just get another step today. Anyway, keep pounding. Enjoy the game. I'll talk to you next week.